KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN education officials are at a school in Overport in central Durban for a meeting after an altercation left some learners needing medical treatment. There were chaotic scenes at Centenary Secondary School yesterday, apparently prompted by a racial incident. The school was shut down and some pupils sent home. The department's Muzi Mahlambi says they're joined by community members, parliament members, as well as councillors and student representatives.
We are encouraged by the fact that the parents were outside the gate. Once they were addressed, they dispersed, which is a positive sign that if they could do that, which means that these are parents that will have control over their children.
He says only a handful of children returned to school today.
We are planning to have the parents' meeting sometimes this week. It could be tomorrow or over the weekend. From the introduction of the issues, we are very much positive that we will come up with something progressive moving forward.
Employers are being urged to pay workers what they are due as the minimum wage is raised. From the 1st of March, farm workers, domestic helpers and workers in the retail sector, among others, should earn at least 28.79 an hour. COSATU has applauded the hike, saying it's 1.5% above inflation. The Trade Union Federation's Matthew Park says some employers are, however, flouting the law.
It's unacceptable that an estimated 45% of employers refuse to comply with the minimum wage. This matter should be treated as a criminal offence it is, and such employers may face the full force of the law. These employers cannot be allowed to behave like they're above the country's laws and treat the employees little better than slaves.
South African private sector activity contracted sharply in January. The S&P Global South Africa Purchasing Managers Index dropped to 47.4 from 49.9 in December. It's the lowest since July 2021. The decline was driven by lower sales and a solid drop in new orders, particularly in the service sector. And Mexico has begun moving troops to its northern border. It's part of a 10,000-member deployment that President Claudia Sheinbaum has promised U.S. counterpart Donald Trump in exchange for a delay in his tariffs. She reached a last-minute deal with Trump to tighten measures against illegal migration and cross-border smuggling of the drug fentanyl. The authorities from both countries also started a joint operation to locate a possible tunnel used by migrants to cross into the U.S. Your top story, KZN education officials are at a school in Overport in central Durban for a meeting after an altercation left some learners needing medical treatment. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.